A Witch in Winter by Ruth Warburton.
This book was first published by Little Brown. This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
For my mum, Alison, with love. Chapter 1. The first thing that hit me was a smell, damp and bitter. It was the smell of a place long shut up, of mice, bird droppings and rot. "Welcome to Wicker House," Dad said, and flicked a switch. Nothing happened and he groaned. "Probably been disconnected. I'll go and investigate. Here, have this." He pushed the torch at me. "I'll get another one from the car." I wrapped my arms around myself, shivering as I swung the torch's thin beam around the shadowy, cobwebbed rafters. The air in the house was even colder than the night outside. "Go on," Dad called from the car. "Don't wait for me. Go and explore. Why don't you check out your bedroom? I thought you'd like the one at the top of the stairs. It's got a lovely view." I didn't want to explore. I wanted to go home. Except, where was home? Not London. Not any more. Dust motes swirled, silver in the torchlight, as I pushed open a door to my right and peered into the darkness beyond. The narrow circle of the torch's beam glittered back at me from a broken window, then traced slowly across the damp, splotched plaster. I guess it had once been a living room, though it seemed strange to use the word living about a place so dead and unloved. Something moved in the dark hole of the fireplace. Images of...